The Mishnah in Shabbos says that the Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to start a melach on Erev Shabbos. And even if the melach is going to continue on Shabbos, you're allowed to start on Erev Shabbos and it can continue on Shabbos. So the Gemara gives a bunch of examples. One of the examples is, it says, Paiskin Mayim Lagina. You're allowed to open up the spring, the water, that to allow it to go into your garden, to water the grass, the garden. And even though it's going to continue watering the grass on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Then the Gemara says, but one thing is an exception, even according to Beis Hillel, that is, Ein Neisnin Chitin L'Secher Yechayim. You can't put wheat into your mill, your water mill, on Erev Shabbos, even though all the malacha, the action was done on Erev Shabbos, but since the wheat is going to be continuing to grind on Shabbos, it's Aser. It has to be finished grinding before Shabbos. And Rashi explains the reason why this is Aser is because it makes a lot of noise, and it's called Avsha Milsa. It's very disturbing, it's very loud, it's very noisy, and it's a zilzal for Shabbos. So there's a whole Shaka Vatar in the Gemara exactly whether or not we paskin like that, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter, and the Ramah says to be machmer. The Ramah says that we hold it's Aser. The Ramah says to be machmer. There's a Shaila and Achreinim, exactly the Svara of this Zilzal Shabbos. Is the Zilzal Shabbos the fact that there's noise happening, the noise of a Malacha happening on Shabbos, nothing to do with me? Stam, the fact that there's Malacha happening on Shabbos, that itself is a Zilzal. Or is the Zilzal that it looks like I'm doing Malacha on Shabbos? Even though no one actually thinks I'm doing Malach on Shabbos, no one suspects me of doing an Isser Shabbos, but since it's possible to think, and there's a makam to be cheshish that the person with this machine is running on Shabbos, so therefore the Rabbanu made gzeira that he shouldn't have it running on Shabbos. The Ramah says that if you have a... The Ramah says, like the second tzad, that the reason why it's a zilzal is because there's what to be nervous about, to be cheshish, that it looks like the person is doing a melach on Shabbos. So he goes to that, their place that from this Ramah, that the zilzal is the fact that it looks like a melach is being done on Shabbos. So it comes out a little funny that it should be a problem. Anyone who has any air conditioner running or a fridge or a freezer running on Shabbos, even though it's set before Shabbos, but based on this Gemara, anything loud, anything noisy on Shabbos, even if it was set before, should be a problem. So the Ramah says it's not a problem. The Ramah has an example, like by a grandfather clock, that it chimes on the hour, it makes a loud noise every hour. And the Ramah says it's mutter, it's not a problem. Why? So the Ramah says, because since it's normal, no one sets the grandfather clock on Shabbos morning, or Friday night. You don't set the grandfather clock then, you set it, I don't know, a week before, a month before, however long it winds, or how long it lasts for. So since the derech is for that item, that machine, to be set way before Shabbos, then there's not even a makom to make a gzera that it looks like you're doing a melach on Shabbos. Because that's not how that machine works. You don't make that machine run on Shabbos. So the Ramah says that's mutter. So the same thing would be by air conditioning or a fridge or a freezer. These things are not set. They run by thermostats, by timers. They're always set in advance. No one puts the air conditioning on Shabbos, or the fridge. It's always plugged in. You're not turning it on or off every day. It's set for a long time in advance. However, other appliances that are normally done, put on and off, like a dryer, or a washing machine, or a vacuum cleaner, or a dishwasher, all these things, the derech is not, they're not set in advance for a long period of time. They're set. Every time you want it on, you turn it on. You want it turn off, you want it off, you turn it off. So that there would be an issue of Avsha Milsa, that if it's on Shabbos, whether or not a guy turns it on, whether or not it turned on with a timer, whether it was left on from before Shabbos, since on Shabbos it can appear to someone else on the outside that a malach is being done on Shabbos, so it's Usher. What about a window unit? A window unit, that's a good question. I don't know. I think when the units also are, they're not like set for like an hour at a time. They're set pretty, I don't know. So the shaila is, what's called loud? So if it's a loud noise on Shabbos, then it's a problem. What's called loud? So Ramesh has a tshuva and he says, any noise that can be heard outside the room is called loud. He's discussing alarm clocks and he says, are you allowed to set your alarm clock before Shabbos to wake you up Shabbos morning? So he says it depends. If it's loud enough to be heard outside the room, then it's usser. It's too loud. It looks like you set your alarm clock on Shabbos. Melacha is done on Shabbos. But if it's not loud enough to be heard outside the room, then it's not a problem. Now, even though alarm clocks are always set before the night, before the morning, because or else you can't wake up, but you always set it the night before. So the night before is also Shabbos. So therefore, Moshe is going that it should be an issue because it looks like it was made, it was put on Shabbos. Now, nowadays, anyone who has a phone alarm clock or any alarm clock that's set for the whole week, or you could set it for which days wakes you up at which time, so then it would be like any item or appliance that's set for far in advance, and it should not be an issue. I know someone who has, he used to fall asleep with music, whether or not that's mutter or not, but he used to need music to fall asleep. And he had a shiloh. He used to keep his MP3 player with his headphones under his pillow, and he wanted to know if he's allowed to leave it there Friday night. So the psak came back that he was allowed to because it wasn't loud enough to be heard outside the room, so it was fine. So Shmuel Kamenetsky has an interesting shiloh. He says, what about if a person's in a hotel and he wants a wake-up call? He wants the hotel to call him Shabbos morning to wake him up. So Shmuel Kamenetsky says, even if it's very loud, it does make a difference. It's mutter because what's the chashash that I'm doing melacha on Shabbos? Someone's calling me. I'm not doing anything. Fine, forget it. Fine, maybe it's a real lachem. But I'll ask Milsa. They have automated? Okay, it's automated. So anything that it's dependent on someone else is not Avshem Milsa, a fax machine, an answering machine. I don't have to turn off my voicemail, my answering machine, so that no one can call me and leave a message. I'm not doing anything. So the shiloh is with sprinklers. Sprinklers, people have sprinklers watering their grass on Shabbos. And the shiloh is that mutter or not? On the one hand, it looks like you're doing an Isser on Shabbos. I mean, you're not going to water your grass on Shabbos. But the Paiskim say that it's not a problem for two reasons. First of all, no one turns on their sprinkler Friday night or Shabbos day. You don't turn on your sprinkler every time you want to use it. It's set like a timer, like a thermostat. Like it's set in advance, far in advance, so it's not an issue. Like air conditioning. And second of all, the whole the Tzitz Eliezer and other Achreinim say, the whole Gzeira of Avshem Milsa is only by a sound. It's noisy. It sounds like a melacha is being done. But just because it looks like a melacha is being done, that's not enough to make this gzeir of Avshem Milsa. So sprinkler systems don't really make noise. So it looks like a melacha is being done. Looking like a melacha is being done is not enough to aser Avshem Milsa. Now, I did see some do say that it's better not to have a sprinkler running on Shabbos. But I just didn't really understand. One of the examples of the Gemara in Shabbos, where it's discussing things that can be done before Shabbos, is Paiskim Mayim Begina. You're allowed to open the water, the spring, the well, to allow the water to flow on Shabbos to water the grass, the garden. And it says mutter. But there's no difference. In Avshem Milsa, in Zilzal Shabbos, there's no difference if it was left on before Shabbos, if it was turned on Shabbos. So what? The gzeira of Zilzal Shabbos is that on Shabbos it looks like I'm doing a melacha. The zilzal is that the noise makes it that it looks like I'm doing melacha. So whether or not it was left on before, or it happened on Shabbos for an hour, it looks like I'm doing melacha. So some places they call Avshem Milsa, they apply the term marasayan, that it looks like you're doing melacha on Shabbos. Now, it's not real marasayan, because if it would be real marasayan, even if it wouldn't be loud, even if it would just appear like a melacha, and even if it would be only loud enough to be heard in the room, it would be marasayan. The Chaji Chadar Mezasser. So they explain it's not real marasayan. It's similar to marasayan in the sense that it's enough of a makim to make a gzeira because of this chashash of the melacha being done on Shabbos. So there's a couple coolest when it comes to this Avshem Milsa. There are more. First says the kula of hefsid. He says, even though we're machmer, but if there's a hefsid, so it's mutter. And the Prima Gadim explains that even the Ramah is maskim to the Shulchan Aruch, that Rav Paiskin Paskin, that Avshem Milsa is mutter on Shabbos. It's very interesting, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Avshem Milsa is mutter. Shulchan Aruch says, there's no issue, dryer, whatever you want, mutter. The Ramah says to be machmer, except makim hefsid. So Rabbi Yosef says, even for Svardim, mutter, you can do whatever you want, it's mutter. But there are Svardim Paiskim who say that even even Svaradim have to be machmer like this Ramah, whatever the Svar is, but they even some Svaradim are machmer.
That's not considered a hefsek the fact that you come late to Shacharis and set your alarm clock?
Also, in a second. So one of the coolest is hefsek. So the Prima Gadim explains that since the Ramah really holds his mutter, he's just machmer. So he says, if Malkum Hefsid, so you can be Makel. And the Prima Gadim says, anytime in Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah says that something's mutter Malkum Hefsid, that means really it's mutter, but we try to be machmer, and therefore, once it's Malkum Hefsid, so then you could go back to the Ikra Adin that it's mutter. It doesn't help to have someone else turn it on. Even a guy can't turn your tank. Oh, sorry. So the Paiskim say not only is a hefsid mutter, even any shasad chak or tzerich mitzvah would also be mutter. So I thought maybe that would be the pshat why alarm clocks, everyone's like to be makeup by alarm clocks, because the whole purpose of the alarm clock being on is for a mitzvah to wake you up for davening or to learn. So the whole purpose is for a mitzvah. So if it's mutter makom mitzvah, so then it should be mutter. Or Moshe obviously is not going with this, but many Paiskim are makeup makom mitzvah and shasad chak. There's another kula that Ben Ashmashes, this gzeira doesn't apply. And therefore, even if my dryer is running before Shabbos, I put it on before Shabbos, and it's going to last after Shkia, it's going to still be on. But if as long as it's only going to be on during Ben Ashmashes, there's no gzeira. And Rav Shmuel Kamenetzi explains, because Be'etzem is mutter. Okay, they want to be machmer, Ramah says to be machmer, that we're gezer l'chatchila not to do it. So even though usually by Ben Ashmashes, we're not mekel, but in this gzeira, we're Be'etzem is mutter. So he says, "Baby Nashmash, this is mutter." So therefore, even if your dryer needs a couple more minutes after Shkia, but if it's only going to be Nashmash, then it should be mutter. The Chazanish has an interesting, says a very interesting halacha about generators. He wants to know, are you allowed to have a generator running on Shabbos? They're very noisy, very loud. And the Chazanish says, for sure it's mutter on Shabbos. Why? So he says, in Eretz Yisrael at least, there's a whole problem of using the electricity. Because people are doing malacha on Yidden are doing malacha on Shabbos, so people are not going to use electricity. So Chazanish says the whole reason why Avshin Bilsa is a problem is because Zilzal Shabbos. This is the biggest covet Shabbos. It's yelling Shabbos by using your generator. So the Chazanish says mutter. But even not in Eretz Yisrael, in America also, if a person needs a generator, obviously doesn't have electricity, so that would be a shasat chak, and it would be mutter anyway. There's another interesting halacha about, let's say a person has a dryer. Let's say a person is in a shasat chak, and He has no shirts left for Shabbos, and they're all sopping wet. Everything, all his shirts. It was raining, and it's poor. Everything's sopping wet, and everything's soaked. And he needs a shirt for Shabbos, but if he puts his shirt in the dryer right before Shabbos, it's gonna take, I don't know, it'll take him 2 hours for the dryer, whatever, however long it takes the dryer to run. It's gonna be past Ben Ashmash. It's gonna be past Tzeis. It's gonna be a problem of Avshin Milsa. But it's Shasat Chak. So Shasat Chak, we said, is Mutter. So you'd be allowed to have your dryer running even after Shabbos already came to Shabbos. It would be Mutter. The only other issue would be, L'maisa L'alach is, wet clothing is Muksa. So if something's wet the entire Ben Ashmashes, something's Muksa the entire Ben Ashmashes, so it should be Muksa the whole Shabbos. Very nice that you took care of the Avshin Milsa problem, but how are you allowed to wear the clothing afterwards when it's Shabbos? So the answer is that the Gemara in Be'a says that there's even though generally the rule of Muksa is that if something's Muksa ben Ashmashes, it's Muksa the whole Shabbos, there's an exception called Gomer b'di Adam. Gomer b'di Adam literally means if it's finished in the hands of a person, but Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that it means anything that's for sure going to happen on going to become Mutter on Shabbos. It's like B'yadi, it's Tali and me, I can make sure that it's for sure going to become Mutter on Shabbos. It's not going to be Muksa at one point in Shabbos. So then it's not Muksa. What? Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, they weren't bad. So therefore, one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's examples are, he says, people are makbid not to have, not to open a fridge unless the motor is running. So he says, let's say the motor is not running, all Ben Ashmashes. So this is Muksa. He can't open the door. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, because sometime over Shabbos, the motor is going to turn on. So it's Gomer the Adam, so it's not a problem with Muksa. So over here, even though the clothing would have been wet the whole Shabbos, but since I'm putting it in the dryer and it's for sure going to become dry on Shabbos, so it's Gomer the Adam, so it's not even Muksa, and you'd be allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Shkoyach. Thank you.
I'm trying to get you to talk about